The conflict on the Turkish-Syrian border looks very different to supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, supporters like Namat al-Hamwi. She's a businesswoman in Damascus who has also worked with international non-governmental organizations. Hamwi told my colleague Carol Hills that the Kurds should not expect their own state, but they can expect protection from Syria's government.
Namat, you're in the Syrian capital. That's about 6 hours south of where recent events are taking place. U.S. troops are moving out. Turkish troops are moving in. So are Russian troops. How does it all look from Damascus?
Unfortunately, the Kurds, they should have read the situation much, much better than this, because obviously nobody wants them to have a country of their own, neither Syria nor Turkey nor Iran, not even Iraq. So actually, they are living in some kind of a hostile environment for this kind of country that they want to establish. They can live among us as Syrians, but unfortunately, they will not be able to form a country of their own like how they aspire to.
Do you think the Syrian government will protect them?
Yes, of course. We don't look at them as Kurds and that we are Arabs. We are all Syrians at the end of the day. So it's the duty of the Syrian government to protect its people. And now that they have decided to ally with the Syrian government like how they are supposed to be from the very beginning, since we are all Syrians at the end of the day, then this is the right way to go.
There has been past discrimination against Kurds in Syria, but I'm just wondering what you think from Damascus, looking at what's going on in the northern part of the country, and are you concerned about more bloodshed as all these groups of troops come together?
Yes, we are very concerned. Because, you know, that a lot of people will be displaced. And now it's winter time. You know that winter in Damascus starts by November. And in November, the weather will get colder and colder. So we are worried, actually, because they are our brothers at the end of the day.
Now, I want to go back to the Kurdish fighters. You know, they were allied with the U.S. They've been accustomed to a type of self-rule. Will President Assad's regime allow them some autonomy?
Syria should remain united as one country. If they want to have they don't want this kind of centralized administration, this is what all Syrians are looking for, not only the Kurds, but to have their own country. Like, for example, today, as a Syrian citizen, I cannot go to the areas of the Kurds without having some sort of an invitation letter and someone like a sponsor are there, in order to send me this invitation letter and to promise the administration that I am coming and she will be sponsored, etc., which is not acceptable because any Kurdish brother can come to Damascus just like thing.
I think in the case of you visiting Kurdish communities, I think there's also a history of mistrust there. But I want to get back to Syria. You support Syria's military, isn't that correct?
Well, I support the legitimate government of the Syrian Arab Republic, yes.
Now, I mean, you mentioned that Syria is a country that can tolerate different kinds of communities as long as those communities don't want to form their own nation. But the Syrian government is accused of a lot of things these days, torture in its prisons and extrajudicial killings, as well as the use of barrel bombs and chemical weapons and the shelling of civilians and hospitals. I mean, it seems like that's a lot of the reason why people are leaving Syria.
It's war. At the end of the day, this is the price for war. There are only victims.
There's also ample evidence that Bashar al-Assad, Syria's president, is responsible for war crimes through illegal use of chemical weapons. There was a notorious incident where 100 people died in a sarin gas attack in April 2017.
The U.S. is still investigating, and the final report is not up yet.
I think the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog officially blamed the Assad regime for the 2017 chemical weapons attack.
They said that they don't have all of the evidence and they still need more time to finish their investigations. And other sides also in this war, let's say Bashar al-Assad used it. I'm not confirming, I'm not denying. Let's say that there are these accusations, but also the other party, the other side, the opposition, they are accused also of using chemical weapons, including the white helmets.
This war has been dragging on for years. I mean, where's the end of it? What has to happen?
Syrians should sit together around the table and they should discuss their internal issues alone without the interference of any other forces, including Iran, Russia, U.S., Turkey, Saudi. We all lost loved ones, jobs. It's a war at the end of the day. There is no winner.
Namat al-Hamwi is a resident of Damascus. I want to thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was my colleague Carol Hills with a perspective rarely heard outside of Syria, support for President Bashar al-Assad's government.